Yeah, we started the game very well. Bar our finishing, which is, to be fair, pretty standard practice for us. We passed the ball well, had good chances. I think it was something like 17 minutes where the game changed. Poor goal against us, free kick, straight header by Davis, no challenge, and was against the run of play, and we'd had numerous chances and played very well before that. Anyway, at 1-0 down, I was disappointed. And then obviously the two decisions, you know, have a big bearing on the game, the two sendings off. Shane's won. I really couldn't see a free kick to them and a sending off. I really couldn't, you know. It's if it's retaliation, he's come down and he's landed on him. I think the lad's made a meal of it myself. I know it's standard practice, but I don't think you should do that in professional football. I think that's a poor show. But, you know, for us to not get the free kick and to have one sent off and then nothing the other way, I thought was a harsh decision. In terms of the Alan Dunn one then, I did get a very clear view of that. And, you know, that was a harsh decision. If he felt that it was high, he took the ball cleanly. Again, the Birmingham player made a meal of it, but, you know, that's such is the way of life these days. But was it a booking? I don't know. It certainly wasn't a red card anyway. So, you know, there's two reds there, a number of bookings that were very disappointing from our point of view. We continued anyway. We played with good quality and good spirit. We had a goal disallowed at 3-0 down when we were down to 9 men. I don't think it would have got us back in the game, but it was reflective of our day, really. At some stage, I'm just wondering whether we should have just gone damage limitation and left everybody behind the ball somewhere around about 2-3-4-0. But we didn't do that. You know, the players didn't feel that, and the crowd drove them on. So some good things to take out of it. But overall, obviously, a disappointing day.
Yeah, I mean, the crowd, I suppose, because of the incidents, the crowd did stay with the players, and they gave everything that they got. But you felt sorry for them in the end. They didn't deserve to be on the wrong end of a 6-0 scoreline.
No, they didn't deserve it. But anyway, after this, it's one of those days. It was, to some degree, a bizarre day. And we've got to make sure that it doesn't get us down. We've got to make sure that we get over it and on to the next one very quickly. We've got enough spirit and we've got enough quality to stay up. It's going to be tough now in terms of players. If we get suspensions, if we get injuries, when you get cup replays, etc., etc. By the time we get to our next league game at Barnsley next week away, you know, we do need to be stronger, and we need to be strong and at our very best to get results at this level. But we can do that, and it's just plotting the right path now to make sure that we have a good, strong finish to the season, because there is a lot to base it on, despite quite a bizarre and quite a disappointing result today.